good day to you wherever you happen to be. Thank you for making a little bit of time in your day to listen to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And you, we always say that it is your program, but you're going to want to definitely make it your show today because it is our urgent prayer intention show. If you have someone, something that is important to you, very dear to you, maybe there's a dire situation, an emergency, something you really, really need God to act on, we invite you to call right now. The telephone number lines are wide open at the start of the show. Always the best time to call. That's 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986. And we have a number of other ways that you can communicate your prayer intentions to us. One of those is by email at take2@EWTN.com. A couple other ways, if you are watching the video stream on YouTube or Facebook, you'll see only me right now. We're working on getting Debbie on here. She'll be on here with us in just a minute. Oh, in fact, she's with us now.
I'm here. I was trying to do all the controls.
Well, okay, good.
Yes. Hello.
Good to have you here. Hello.
Thank you. I was praying the St. Michael prayer.
Yeah. You know what's funny? Debbie and I do this show via these remote internet connections and on these units they call Comrexes, and mine would not boot today either.
Wow.
I had to keep working with it and retry. And finally, I prayed over it and it came on. So your prayers worked to get you on here. So now we need to hear what everybody else wants to pray for today.
Yeah. Well, you know, but what does that tell us? Because, you know, this morning I did the word for the day for Annunciation Radio and the Comrex was working fine. And now we're doing this urgent prayer request show, right? And we have all this technical glitches and difficulties. What does that tell us, folks? It tells us that prayer is powerful because obviously the dark side does not want us to pray, does not want us to come together, does not want us to storm heaven. And that's an all the more reason that we need to do it now. So urgent prayer requests, let's go. Fill those phone lines. Let's do this together as a Take Two family. 833-288-3986.
Okay, I was just mentioning people can post comments, prayer intentions on the Facebook chat and the YouTube channel chat for EWTN Catholic Radio. And then you can text the letters EWTN to 55000. There might be a small data rate applied to that depending on your phone plan. But most people go the traditional route and call 833-288-3986. There's just power in prayer. The Lord just spoke to me, Demi, I think, and said, don't be discouraged. I think that's a message he wants for people today. Don't be discouraged when you're praying for something. Sometimes we go to God. It's kind of like the guy in school who asks this, you know, this beautiful young lady to go to the prom. You know, he starts out by saying, I know you're probably going to say no, but, you know, it's already a defeated situation. Let's not go to God in prayer like that and say, God, I know you're probably not going to answer this, but here's my intention anyway. No, Debbie, you talk about being big and bold with God.
Yeah, we need confidence, okay? We need confidence in God. Just look at the today's readings for Mass. We need to know that God, He doesn't lie. He adheres to his oaths, okay, and his covenants. And God is there for us. He remains faithful. We just have to do our part. But I agree, Jerry, you said about being discouraged. I mean, look at last year. Look at even this year starting off. So many people are just saying, wow, this doesn't seem like it's going to get better. And that's all the more reason why we have to build confidence in one another. We have to have the courage to step up and really do this as a Christian family. We can do it, folks. We can do it, but we got to do it together. Okay, if we're our own little islands, we are going to get discouraged because the world really caves in on us. 833-288-3986. Did that word come to you in prayer today, Jerry?
Actually, just it was inspiration I got just right at the moment, about just a few moments ago. Mm-hmm. Because I was thinking about that, you know, and I know I've been guilty of that in my life, of not so much saying, God, I know you're not going to answer this, but here's my intention anyway, but not having that real, what do I call it, you know, real robust hope, real robust faith in God. And God can do anything. One of your favorite verses I know is, with God, all things are possible. So come on, you guys, let's pray today. 833-288-3986. We know you've got a lot of intentions. And we will. What we do, Debbie should remind people, is we get to as many phone calls as we can, as sure. many emails as we can, as many social media comments as we can. But just remember, if your intention is not actually read on the air, it is still included in the prayer that we will pray at the end of the program. And of course, every day going forward, we always pray for the Take Two family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's go big. Let's go bold. We serve a big, bold God. This is your chance. When a line becomes open, jump on it. Just keep calling at 833-288-3986. We go very fast, but we take this very seriously. So we believe in the power of prayer. And if you have a praise report, call it in. Say, listen, we got to praise God right now. We got to thank God. Okay, because that builds confidence. We need to build confidence right now in the world and with one another. 833-288-3986. Now you got me going, Jerry. I'm ready. Let's do this.
Well, we love this. We have the other prayer show that we do, Whom or What Are You Praying For, at the beginning of every month. And right around the middle of the month, we have this urgent prayer intention show. So it's a couple opportunities a month. And you mentioned praise reports. And I really do. I have one, actually. And that is one of my brothers, my youngest brother, Jim, had a kind of a minor surgical procedure, done surgery several days ago. And he came out of it, very, very wonderful. It went very successful. But the beautiful thing was, is he was asking for prayers beforehand, and he has not been particularly good about practicing his faith, I'll just put it that way, over the last several decades. So I think God may have used that situation really to draw him closer into prayer. And praise God indeed. Difficulties, challenges can really change our outlook on life and eternity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. So you started it off with a praise report. That's good. Let's keep it going. 833-288-3986. This is your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And once a month, we do an urgent prayer request show. This is today. Now's the time for you to call in. You do not have to be Catholic. Please, if you have something you want us to pray for, pray with you, we're here. We can do it. And we believe in the power of prayer. But don't sit this out. Weigh in and share with us what's on your mind and what's on your heart that you want to pray for. 833-288-3986. When we come back, we're going right to the phones and we're going to start praying right away.
So glad you're here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, the show team in place, Michael Birchfield, Jeff Burson, Ryan Penny. Thank you, affiliates, for carrying the program. We appreciate that. And thank all of you who do much of your shopping for religious items through the EWTN Religious Catalog. Every purchase helps support the ministry of EWTN. And right now, today, they are featuring an amazing walnut 20-inch wall crucifix made with a rich, dark brown solid walnut cross that measures actually 20 and a half inches. And on the cross hangs a somber representation of Jesus post-mortem that is made of resin but has the appearance of a wood carving with beautiful, beautiful features, and the corpus measures 11 inches. So this would be a great thing to have blessed and put up in some more prominent in your home to remind you and all those who enter your home that you are a faithful follower of the crucified one who died for our sins. So go to EWTN.com, EWTNRC.com, and you get free standard shipping, online orders of $75 or more, and that's in the continental United States only. So please check out that beautiful crucifix today.
You know what the problem is? You can tell where my mind goes all the time. You said a walnut, it's style of the wood. And all I thought about was walnuts. I really like walnuts. I know. Isn't that terrible? What's the matter with me? But did you ever look at a walnut? It's like shaped. Have you ever noticed it's like, isn't it like shaped like a brain?
It kind of is, yeah.
Isn't that interesting? I just think it's so interesting. But that's where my mind goes, to food. There's something wrong with me. Okay, if anybody knows what my problem is, let me know. What?
I don't think so. I don't think there's anything wrong with you for that.
Oh, really? Okay, cool. Yeah. Then I'll just stay the way I am. When a line becomes open, please jump on it. We got to go fast. We believe in the power of prayer. We've got prayer teams already in place, praying the rosary. Folks have got their rosary beads. They're ready to go. And Deborah is up first in Youngsville, Louisiana, listening on Christ Our King Radio. I hope I got your city right, Deborah. Welcome.
Welcome. I mean, thank you. Yes, you did. It's a little town. My prayer request, I'm getting a divorce and there's no reconciliation. My priest already knows what has gone on in the marriage. He hasn't had a job since December and his unemployment ran out. He's behind in his alimony for the month of January, and then February is coming up. I only have like about $140 left, and I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills. So I need prayer because I need some sort of intervention. I read this morning, God told me, do not be afraid. Keep praising. And I can't help but be afraid. I've never been in this situation before. He's moved on with another woman, and we're not legally divorced yet. So that kind of hurts inside with me. So yeah. I just need prayer.
Well, Deborah, be assured of the prayers of me and Debbie and the show team and all of the Take-Two family around the world. You're being hit with a lot of stuff right now, and it's really unfortunate. We were going to pray especially that you find the resources. Hopefully there are social, you know, services that you can get maybe some financial assistance from, or food, or help with paying your bills or whatever. But it's sad to hear. And I would just, what comes to me right now is I would just say, pray fervently for your husband as well. Whatever it is that's motivating him to take these actions and these steps, they're not healthy for him. They're not healthy for this other woman, obviously. And so he needs God in his life in a powerful way right now. So Debbie, what do you think? Do you have anything you wanted to offer?
Yeah, he does need God, absolutely. But Deborah, you know, you're on to something. Please go to today's readings. And the first reading, read it and then read it again, and really dive into exactly what it means about God not lying, and how he outdoes himself with himself, with oaths and with a swearing to himself, because he's trying to reinforce us. To have the courage. He's trying to instill in us the courage and the faithfulness to depend on him completely. You know what, Deborah, at this point, if you've only got $140 in the bank, you've got nothing to lose, right? You free fall into God's arms. You free fall, Deborah. You just got to do it. And if you do it, you know, you may be feeling a little bit of fear or a lot of fear. That's okay. Okay, but we do know that God doesn't lie. So if you are faithful and we're praying, I personally believe that he will never let you fall. Never. You may start to feel like you're falling, but he will never let you fall. What do you think?
I know that I feel like I'm at the bottom and I have nowhere else to go. He did give me last month. He told me that I've already laid my foundation. And I'm ready to do my building. And it's like, how can I do my building when I'm so wrapped up in the problems that I'm having? I'm so overwhelmed. And I just spoke to my priest last Friday. And I have a son who's been doing meth. And he lives with me. And I have a 10-year-old granddaughter that I'm raising. So it's like, I feel like I got the weight of the world on my shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Deborah, when you feel that way, then the best thing to do is just baby step it. You do the next right thing for you, okay? And you try your hardest to take care of yourself. And if you look at the whole big picture of how overwhelming it is, then you just wanna kind of curl up and pull the blanket over your head and go back to sleep, right? But we don't do that. We just keep baby stepping it, and you will see. You'll get that momentum. You'll start to see things come into view, and things will start to make sense again, and you'll be able to handle things. But if you look at the big picture, it is too overwhelming for, you know, and rightly so. You're going through a lot. But we can do this one step at a time. But you've got to hang on and stay strong and tap into that interior strength and keep just slightly moving forward. Okay? We're going to be praying that that you get the strength to do it. But you got to do your part. You got to.
Yeah, he told me to work this morning. He said I have to work, mm-hmm. and that was a strong word that I had already underlined, and I opened up my Bible, and it went right to those verses, and he said, yeah, I have to work, mm-hmm. and I understand that. I am not giving up.
Beautiful.
Beautiful, yeah.
Deborah, I have a very short prayer that I pray often. It came to me in my prayer time this morning, and you are at a place where there's nothing really that you can do, but we trust always that God can do everything. And my prayer is this. It says, Lord, I can't. You can. Please do. Okay? Lord, I can't. You can. Please do. Very simple, very powerful prayer. And like Debbie said, we're going to be praying for you and your situation. And if you wish to keep us updated or stay in touch with us, you can do that best through the email at take2@ewtn.com. Thank you, Deborah, for the phone call. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Bye.
All right.
Already folks are praying for Deborah. So well, let's just keep that going, okay? Really storm heaven. You know, ramp it up a bit. If you say normally a one rosary, say two today. We need it. People need it. Right, Jerry?
Absolutely. All right, we're going to go to Houston, Texas. I believe the name is Rocio, listening on Ave Maria Radio and a first-time caller. Did I get your name right? Is it Rocio?
Yes, you did. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a very special request, prayer request for Father Roy Ogiero. He's been diagnosed with COVID, and he has been moved to isolation at St. Dominic's. I have always listened to your show, and I've always been prompted to call, but I've never really made that call. And then as soon as I got in my car after leaving Mass at St. Teresa's, I received a text from my dear friend asking for prayer, and then your show came on and said today's urgent prayer request, and I knew I was not going to let this pass me by. I really need all prayer warriors to be praying for Father Roy Ogiero.
Well, you can certainly count on that, Rocio, and it's no accident. We say on this show all the time that you got the text that you got, and then you tuned into our show. And there is power. There is great power in prayer. Father Roy is going through something that a lot of people are experiencing right now, and we certainly pray for all who are impacted by COVID, those who have had it, those who have passed away. We certainly ask God to restore Father Roy's health and the fact that he's isolated right now. We just pray that he will use this time to really, as Debbie said to our last caller, just free fall into God's arms and say, Lord, I am all yours. Please take care of me, and may your holy will be done. But Debbie, we're going to pray especially hard for Father Roy. It's one of our beloved priests.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But thank you for calling in, because you did your part. Mm-hmm. You called in, you made us aware of it, and now we can pray for Father, and we're going to keep praying until you let us know. You call us back, email us and say, Father's doing great. He's out of the hospital. That's what we want to hear. And that's what we're going for. Okay. We're not going to limit God anymore. Okay. Limiting God, that's off the table, right, Jerry? We're going big. And this is the year to go big. And so thank you for trusting us with these prayers.
Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you both.
All right. God bless you. We'll pray for you and your intentions too, Rocio.
Yes.
On YouTube, the video stream, it's a comment there. And Elizabeth said, I'm tired. I have this anxiety. I want to stop worrying and being so fearful. Elizabeth, get your Bible and read. It's a very, very well-known psalm, Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It talks about we're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, but he says he is with us always to comfort us and to guide us. So that would be my recommendation, Debbie, mm-hmm. for Elizabeth, is Psalm 23.
Absolutely. Psalm 23 is very powerful. But even just like I said, at the letter to Hebrews today, the first reading, it talks all about that God does not break his covenants. He doesn't change. He's unchanging. He when he says something, you can take it. You can take it and run with it, because that's what our God says. And we must trust in that. That's our part, is just to trust, even a little bit of trust. Right, Jerry? Just a little bit of trust goes a long way with God.
That's it. He just wants to see that we're, you said that right. I can't even add to that. Beautiful, beautiful point. All right, it's our urgent prayer show today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, 833-288-3986. And we go to Maureen next, who is in Stanford, California, listening on the Ave Maria radio app. Hi, Maureen. Welcome to Take Two.
Hi. How are you today? It's good to talk. Good
Doing
to be on
well.
The show. My first time on your show.
No, welcome.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm really concerned with this new, Biden administration moving forward into the, day one. They're hoping to pass an 8-year path to citizenship of an estimated 11, million people living in the U.S. without legal status. So I'm just concerned about this happening, and they're already at the border now. I think there's over 5,000, and it's just an illegal immigration. And I just really want to pray for this, transition of what's going to happen, with this going on. I think it's going to stir up a lot of, so I just like to get, have some prayers for that.
Okay, Maureen.
The illegal immigrants.
Sure.
And I don't know. I'm just worried about it, and I'd like, I just really need prayers for this, for a country, and and the divide going on here. But that particular issue concerns me, and then canceling, the wall, and that also is a big concern, which I felt it was all about security for our country. It's just just causing a lot of divide, and so we really need to pray for that. We do a rosary at our mass every Sunday for the situation that we're in right now.
Sure. Well, Maureen, this is it's an almost a no-win topic to talk about, because, as Catholic Christians, we absolutely have the obligation to be, open and welcoming of immigrants and so forth. But I agree. I think most people would say that they would want that to be done legally. There are a lot of illegal immigrants in our country. They are here. I don't know what we can do about that at this point, but you're talking about a possible, and other people are talking about a possible flood of millions of people coming in as well. I think it's a difficult situation to address, because again, we want to be welcoming, and at the same time, we have rules and laws in this country. It'd be like if I was going to go to Russia or Sweden or somewhere, I would not expect to be just let into the country to move there without going through some kind of an assimilation process or a legalization process. So, Debbie, it's a thorny topic here, and I know a lot of people are passionate about it.
Well, it is. I mean, as Christians, we want to, as you said, want to be welcoming, and we want to be loving and kind, especially those that are in need, that are seeking asylum. Absolutely. But, you're talking to a person that I've always had a problem with anything that starts off with illegal. Okay, that's just me. I don't do well with that. I'm a by-the-book person. I'm a rule person. I believe in rules. I believe in being obedient to rules and laws. Everything that goes along with it, not cheating on your taxes, not doing all that stuff. I believe in all that stuff, that we should really abide by rules. So illegal doesn't really work for me. I wish things were more legal done and in a fair way, but we pray that it's safe and it's secure, and people aren't hurt in the process, and continuous illegal things happen once they're here in the country. And that's what we'll pray for. Maureen, thank you so much for calling. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Urgent prayer request today, please call us.
is a pressing prayer intention for you right now. 833-288-3986, our urgent prayer show. We want to just storm heaven, all of us, with great hope and expectation that our God is going to hear and answer our prayers in the ways that he knows best. But hopefully we're sort of on the mark in what we are asking him for in terms of our will, and just want to unite our will to him. We heard from Pam via email at take2@ewtn.com. Wants prayers for Jordan and his wife and children. They have both been laid off, and he's very discouraged and angry. They have gone through all of their savings. Please pray for them. That is from Pam. So we're going to pray for Jordan and his wife and children.
Absolutely. Did you see Kim's email to Deborah, our first caller? If Deborah's listening, she wanted to send a message to Deborah.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
You want to read it?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Kim was saying to Deborah, who called in from Louisiana, I wanted to get a message out to Deborah, who just called in to say she's having financial trouble with money and doesn't know how she's going to pay her bills. In my parish, St. Vincent de Paul helps with bills as well as food. Please tell her to contact their director, as they will likely, they likely will help her as well. So that's from Kim. And also, we're getting a lot of messages coming in that people are praying for Father Roy and Deborah right now. So that's good. We're building up the prayer teams.
Beautiful. Well, let's pray some more with Gloria in Victoria, Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Gloria. Welcome to Take Two.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Hi, Gloria.
I am calling for urgent prayer for my oldest sister. Her name is Maria Teresa, and they moved back to Oklahoma, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 months ago. They did not leave under good circumstances. They ended up abandoning their vehicle, trying to get back to Oklahoma. So they got where they were going with what belongings they had. And so they did find a family member willing to take them back to where they had to abandon their vehicle. It didn't work out in the end, so now they're without a vehicle, without a job. She's very devoted to her, daily rosary. I did introduce to her the Chaplet of Divine Mercy to include that in her daily prayer. I do that every day. So,
okay.
Well, yeah, go ahead.
Well, let me ask you. So, if you're praying to God right now, specifically, what are you asking for your sister? And then we want to pray exactly that, because we need to be very specific with God.
For a job.
Okay.
She's been looking for work.
Okay.
And her husband to overcome the addiction.
Okay.
It went along with, like I told her, she knew when she left, problems follow you wherever you go. And so it's just, you're in a different place with the same problem. So the addictions that he carries with him will continue to weigh them down. So for a job and for her husband to overcome their addictions that he has.
Okay, and transportation too, right?
Transportation, yes. I'm sorry. I think about a job to get a transportation for them. Yes.
Okay. Well, let's go big. Okay, we need to go big, because I can hear it in your voice. Do you hear it, Jerry? I hear it in your voice. You love your sister so very much. You want this to be fixed for them. But we've got to go bigger than that with God for them, because they obviously have a lot of issues they've got to work through and deal with. So let's go big. Let's really pray big, and then have the confidence that God will move, and help them to better their lives and to give them the openings that they can see with their own eyes, and they're ready to accept it and make those good choices for themselves. Okay, so we're gonna keep going with this. It's not just job, car, and
right.
The addiction. We're gonna keep going, because they need to evolve through this too. That's the other thing too. Don't you find this, Gloria and Jerry? When we pray, sometimes we just want the very, very quickest fix, but we need to keep moving. Right?
Yes. Right. And bless her heart, she's always been the one in the family that's always seemed to struggle. And I feel so bad for her.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Well, we've got our orders. We're going to be praying for this. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, Gloria, God bless you. Thanks for calling in and allowing the world really to pray for your sister in that entire situation. 833-288-3986. Our dear friend Helen in Idaho says, hi, I pray for our Congress to find common ground and learn how to listen and discuss in proper manner to make good decisions for our country. Also for a peaceful inauguration tomorrow. She says, instead of telling God how big our problems are, tell our problems how big God is.
Amen.
And she says, yesterday I read George Washington's farewell address. And she says, I pray our governmental leaders would read it too. Love and God bless. And she says, I'm praying for Deborah as well, that enough money comes to her to pay her bills. Love you, Deborah. That's from Helen in Idaho.
Beautiful.
Thanks,
beautiful.
Helen.
Okay, Gail is up next in Massachusetts, listening on the Station of the Cross, is a first-time caller. Hi, Gail. Thanks for waiting and welcome.
Hi. Thank you for this show. It's amazing. I just discovered this, and I'm driving to Mass General, and I'm praying for, I have a brain tumor, and I'm praying that the next scan will show that it's gone. I'm praying for a miracle, because I feel like my family and loved ones could use this miracle to bring them back to the church. And to God, my children were all deservers, my family, they've gotten away from the church, and I've experienced a miracle. My brother in Louisiana had needed a liver transplant, and they discovered he had cancer, and I went down to help him and was going to Mass every day saying the novena of the Holy Spirit. And found at the church a woman who told me about a beautiful anniversary Mass of an apparition of Mary. And it was the coming Thursday, and my brother had a biopsy that day. We went to the biopsy. We made it to the Mass. And 3 days later, we got the results from his biopsy, and the cancer was gone. And I believe in miracles, and I'm praying that if I get this miracle, I'm promising God that I'm going to let everybody know of this miracle and spread God's love and power to anyone I can speak to.
Beautiful, Gail. You've got a beautiful, beautiful disposition, and we thank God for the great miracles and those other healings, and we're going to pray for that for you as well. What just came to me, and Gail, this is there. We can pray to our deceased loved ones and fellow brothers and sisters in Christ in our private devotion, if they are not officially beatified or canonized by the church. And in my private devotion, at times I have prayed to Father Eugene Hamilton. That just came to me right now. He was a young priest. He died at the age of 25. He had terminal cancer, but he was dreamed of being a priest, and he was several years away from finishing his studies in formation, and he got a papal dispensation to be ordained early, and he died 3 hours after he was ordained a priest. And his story is written by Father Benedict Rochelle, who was also a very holy priest. So as you pray for Father Eugene Hamilton and Father Benedict Rochelle, you might ask them if they're in a position to ask of a favor of God on your behalf, that you might want to do that. That's just something that came to me. Debbie, do you have anything?
No, but I think that's perfect. And Gail, I hope you take that and run with it, because I think that's absolutely beautiful.
And what's his name? Eugene?
Father Eugene Hamilton.
Hamilton. I will be praying. And I have to tell you that I was just listening to Woman of Grace, and a woman came on talking about how she says the novena of the surrender to Jesus, which my husband and I say every night. And how she was sharing that miracles are happening in her life. Mm-hmm. And it's a very powerful novena, surrender to Jesus. I just wanted to share that also.
Oh, we love the surrender novena, Gail. We're firm believers in it, and yes, we definitely agree with that. And let's flood heaven. But Gail, you got to keep us posted, okay? After this scan, keep us posted. We're going to keep going, okay, until you tell us to stop.
I will. And thank you for all your prayers to everybody out there. Prayer is a powerful thing. Trust in Jesus.
Amen. Jesus, I trust in you. Thank you, Gail, calling from Massachusetts. Thank you. God go with you. We have some Facebook comments. Debbie, if you don't mind, I'd like to share a couple
do.
Of those.
Yes, please do. I'm trying to write everything in the book as fast as I can.
I know. You're great about that. Lisa, watching the video stream on Facebook. Hi, Lisa. She says, please pray for my two daughters. We lost my husband, their father, August 16th, suddenly from a heart attack, and my girls are having a very hard time. Please pray for them. Their names are Gina and Samantha. We are devastated and heartbroken by this tragedy and loss, and please pray for my husband's soul, too. His name is Jeff. We will absolutely, Debbie's writing, putting all of you in our prayer book, Lisa. And from Al and Sen in Jacksonville, Florida, urgent prayer request for my husband, who was confined at the hospital for 5 days for COVID complications, pneumonia, had plasma transfusion, but the higher dosages of steroids to save his life have affected his heart. He's under the care of a cardiologist. Please pray for his recovery, my recovery too, which was not as serious as his condition. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And that is from Sen, I guess, it says S-E-N in Jacksonville, Florida.
Real quickly, the fine soul that lost her husband, Jeff, and has the two girls, Gina and Samantha. St. Maria Goretti, I don't know why, it just popped into my head. St. Maria Goretti, please ask her to help with the girls. Okay, where are we going next?
Let's go back to the phones. It's our urgent prayer show, 833-288-3986. Ronnie is in Houston, Texas, also listening on Guadalupe Radio Network, and a first-time caller to take two. Hi, Ronnie. Welcome.
Hi, Ronnie.
Thank you. Hi, thank you. It actually got me to my call. I called in, and I was surprised that I got in.
Ronnie, you sound muffled. Ronnie, forgive me for interrupting. You sound muffled. We just can't quite make out what it is that you're saying. We want to make sure that we hear it clearly. Are you on a speakerphone or something?
Is this better?
That's much better. Yeah,
thank you. Thank you.
Okay. It was just heard that this was an urgent prayer request, called, made it in, and I'm so thankful for that. I'd like to give praise to God for, in the difficult moments that I still see his hand in my life, but I'm also needing some uplifting and restoration of hope to not give up on myself after facing back-to-back unemployment and getting into an industry that is outside of oil and gas, into a more small, mid-sized firm that can appreciate the skills and abilities that I bring in supply chain, because I am the only breadwinner in my family for myself and my daughters.
Well, Ronnie, we will absolutely pray that you find gainful employment and something that is really right up your alley and in your heart's desire. And obviously, the one to turn to for employment needs among many, we can turn to any saint, but Saint Joseph. Absolutely, Debbie, you're thinking we're thinking alike. Mm-hmm. Ronnie, this is especially now. This is, the church is celebrating the year of Saint Joseph, and he knew what it was like to have to work hard and train, you know, raise up Jesus and teach him a trade and so forth. And he is, we have that May 1st, the feast day, St. Joseph the Worker. So, Debbie, I would certainly encourage Ronnie to go to St. Joseph.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Ronnie. Start praying, asking St. Joseph to help. Any novenas you can say, absolutely. And please count on your guardian angel. Ask your guardian angel to step in and help you with searching for the next perfect job for you that is going to take care of your family, okay? You got to enlist a support group, an army around you from the heavenly realm. You've got to do that because you don't want to get discouraged. That's what Satan wants you to do. So we got to do the exact opposite, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much. Love you guys.
Oh, bye. Love you too.
God bless you. Thank you. You're very, very kind. Want to draw your attention to another program before we go back to the phones here on Take Two. Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, it's Father Mitch Pacwa every Wednesday. It's EWTN Live at 8 p.m. Eastern. Father Mitch interviews various guests seeking to teach and prepare us for evangelism. And this Wednesday, Father will interview Brian Besong and Jonathan Fuqua. and you'll learn more about your faith and reawaken your desire to bring others to the church. So don't miss EWTN Live Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern with Father Mitch Pacwa.
Did you want to read any more social media? We've got text messages coming in very fast as well. Any more before we go back to the phones?
I'll read a couple. Michael, okay, on YouTube, he says, for peace and justice in the United States of America and in Canada. Belita says, please pray for all of my family, 4 kids, my husband and I. We all have COVID-19. Wow. Ugh. And my husband has been in bed for 10 days. He is the home provider. And Maria would like prayers for her mother, who lost her mother last week, and now her father is hospitalized and not sure he will make it. So, well, a lot of wow, prayer going up for all of those and all of the intentions.
And I just received a text message. I'm going to try to keep this anonymous. This is very urgent. We have a beautiful lady right now considering taking her own life. So we really got to pray hard. God knows who she is. She's struggling. The thoughts are raging through her head. So we've got to get her thoughts to calm down and her to start feeling God's peace and God's love. So please, folks, we got to pray quickly for that. Okay. Where are we going, Jerry?
Cease is next in Lincoln, Nebraska, listening on the EWTN app. Hi, Cease. Welcome.
Hi, Jerry and Debbie. Thank you so much for taking my call. What a blessing to call in and know that you both, as well as the Take Two family of prayer warriors, will lift up all these individuals in need in prayer. And, about 20 years ago, one of my beloved family members received a miracle due to an answer from so many, many prayers that I vowed from that day forward that anybody who needed prayer or requested prayer, I would definitely help in the effort. So today I would like to pray for Nick B., who has colon cancer, Daryl R., who has glioblastoma. He's my godson's father-in-law. And for John N., he has a glioblastoma, and he's a young father and husband. And then for Sarah W., she had brain surgery earlier this year, and she's a singer, loves praising the Lord with music. And during the brain surgery, her hearing was lost. She fought with the insurance company to finally get approval for a cochlear implant. And then after the implant, because of all the swelling and the location, they weren't able to restore her hearing. So she has to go back up to the Mayo Clinic on February 5th, and they're going to try some other things. So as my 92-year-old cousin George tells me all the time whenever I talk to him, he says, give God all your problems, but don't give him the solution. Let him work it out. So I'm just sharing all those with you and the Take Two family, and I'm so grateful to be able to call in. So thank you.
I have everybody in the book, Cease. Everybody's there in there. So we're ready to go, and we're praying.
Thank you.
Yeah,
amen, hallelujah.
Yes,
I love what George says. It was similar to what Helen said in her email. Don't tell God how big our problems are. Tell our problems how big God is. And something similar to what you just said there, Cease, you know, let God know what our problem, tell God our problems, but not our solutions. And he does. He has every one of us in the palm of his hand. Scripture tells us that. And, you know, we can leap out of his hand if we want, but as long as we remain there, he has got us completely covered and a plan mm-hmm. for everything. These are very unfortunate cases of different cancers and so forth, and we will definitely be praying for all of them.
Absolutely. Even when it looks grim. Okay, that's yeah. it. Well, that's even more of a reason that we ramp up the prayer, right, Cease?
Yes, absolutely. And I will certainly join my prayers to all those who have called in today and texted and Facebook, because we know prayer is so powerful, and it's so hard to trust when you can't see beyond the moment. Thank you again so much.
Yes.
Have a great day.
Thank you. You as well.
You too, Cease.
God bless.
Yep.
I love hearing from her. She's wonderful. Lori is up next and has been waiting so patiently in Massachusetts on the Station of the Cross. Lori, it's showing here you just tested positive for COVID.
Yeah.
Okay. How are you doing right now?
Well, okay. I don't know what's going to happen. I work in healthcare. I knew this day would come one day, but I'm going to be positive. I've been praying, and I thank you so much for your show, first-time caller, for your prayers. They work wonders, and I'm just going to trust in God.
Yeah. Can I make one other suggestion real quickly? Use this time, offer it up for everything that you know in your life, for your family, for your friends, for all your patients that you work with. Offer it up, and you'll see that throughout it, there'll be blessings. I know so many people that
did. That's a good point. Yeah. Because you have the time, you might as well offer it up, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I'm in quarantine right now.
Okay. Well, we'll be praying. Please keep us posted. Jerry, what do you think about that? To have that time to use it wisely for the benefit of others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's never wasted. Nothing is ever wasted as long as we make that intentional decision to offer it to God, you know, Lori, this is a perfect opportunity for you to offer this for those who, like you, have COVID, especially for those who have passed away. So, yeah, I agree. This is, make it a little, a little mini retreat if you can. Obviously, we're going to be praying for you to come out of this with full health and recovery.
Thank you so much.
Sure. Okay. Got an email from Caroline in Alaska and would like prayers for one of her children suffering from gender dysphoria. Mm-hmm. We are going to definitely pray for that. That is it's just so prevalent now. So definitely, Caroline, we're going to pray really super hard for that, because not only is that just not natural and not normal and wrong, but it could lead to, you know, a lifetime of a lot of different problems. So we're going to pray for your child.
Okay. Jerry, we're getting close to the time where you're going to offer everybody's prayers that are spoken, unspoken. Should we just start running down names that I put everybody in the book I can possibly put in for today? Or do you want to still take calls? Whatever you want to do, it's your call.
Well, we got a couple minutes until the closing music, so maybe we should just go ahead and list the people who didn't get on the program here, but their prayers are going to be included in the prayer that I'll pray in just a couple minutes.
Okay, so Letty, we've got your information in the book, and Justin, and Irene, and Margaret, and wow, we're just getting emails coming in really fast. Diana as well, Rhonda, who else, Jerry? Help me here because I'm running out of space.
Email. I'm looking at a stack of emails here. Sandy, Sheila, Lisa, Karen, Lori, Julie, our dear friend Sunflower, Lindy, Pam. We mentioned your prayer intention. Terry, one of our regular listeners. Mm-hmm. We're looking at your prayer intention here too, and Ellen as well.
Did
Belinda,
you get Ethan, and James. Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Go ahead. No. Yeah.
No. Ethan, James, Shannon. Chandri, who did you just say that I just kind of stomped over you a bit? Who was that?
I think I mentioned, let me see here. The last one I said was Belinda.
Belinda, got it. Okay.
Belinda, yeah.
Okay, I've got everybody.
Okay, well, let's offer up a prayer here. And please remember, God hears and he already knows every single prayer intention, but we come together in order to be united in prayer, believing that our God not only is big enough and powerful enough to answer our prayers, but he does answer prayers. So please go before the Lord today. Be confident, be bold, and just really do. One of our callers mentioned that surrender novena. We just surrender all things to God. And so we're going to gather up all of the emails, the phone calls, the social medias and the text messages, and we'll pray for all of your intentions in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Your God, you are a mighty God, and we are your beloved children, and we thank you for that. We thank you first and foremost for the gift of life, the gift of family, loved ones, friends, and you have heard and you know all of the prayer intentions of the Take-Two family today. Please take them all, those of the show team, all of those who are written in the prayer book that we keep. And please, Father, you know what is best. Please bring actually peace and joy out of all of the outcomes of these prayer intentions, Father, in accordance with your holy will. Give us all strength. Help us to not be afraid, to not fear. It's not easy, God, but we need your help to not fear. And so we come before you in thanksgiving, and we praise your holy name for all that you're going to be doing in and through these prayer intentions. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
The Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen.
I love the Take Two family, because when we take on a mission, we go 110%, and we're not going to stop. And we believe in miracles. We believe in the power of prayer. So Jesus, we trust in you. And in the year of St. Joseph, we're asking St. Joseph to please pray for us. So tomorrow's show is all about relationships. So if there's anything going on with any of your closest relationships, please call in tomorrow and let's talk about it and see if it can help not just you, but the rest of the world that's listening. Right, Jerry?
Absolutely. Until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. And in this year of St. Joseph, St. Joseph, please pray for us.